I want to make one thing clear. Let me make something clear. I've been singing that song for a long time. Just a minute here. I've been singing that song for a long time. And a lot of people kind of got it associated with me because they think it's a personal thing. It is not. It's a beautiful song written by Marty Robbins. And I heard Frankie Lane do it, I think it was. And I just love the song. And it has nothing to do with me personally. Or my ex-wife, Priscilla, she's right here. Honey, stand up. Come out, Johnny. Come out. Come on out. Turn around and let them see you. Let them see you. Boy, she's a beautiful chick, I'll tell you for sure, boy. Boy, I knows them when I pick someone, you know. Damn. Now, show my little daughter, Lisa. She's 6 years old. Look at her jump up. Put your dress down, Lisa. You pull your dress down before you jump up like that again, young lady. And then at the same booth is my girlfriend, Sheila. Stand up, Sheila. Turn around, completely around. Sheila, straight up. Hold her ring up. Hold her ring up. The ring, your right hand. Look at that son of a bitch. Now, the thing I'm trying to get across is we're the very best of friends, and we always have been. Our divorce came about not because of another man or another woman, but because of the circumstances involving my career. I was traveling too much. I was gone too much. And it was just an agreement that I didn't think it was fair to her because I was gone so much and everything. So I, therefore, as decently as you can do that type of thing, we just made an agreement to her to always be friends and be close and care because we have a daughter to raise and for her to have whatever she wanted as a settlement. After the settlement, and it came out about $2 million, you know. Well, after that, I got her a mink coat. I know it. I'm talking about the mink coat. You hang loose over there. The XKE Jag, after the song, just gave it to her. She got me, listen to this, tonight, a $42,000 white Rolls Royce. That's the type of relationship that we have, you know, and it's not a bad setup, is it, fellas? You know, I mean, I got part of it back anyway, did I? I wasn't hurting too bad, but I mean, I did get part of it back. You know, she bought the car just out of a gesture of love, and she likes the studs that I have. It's not a car, it's a studs. No. God, help me. No, it's called a stud. A studs. And she likes a stud. She likes a studs. Mike Stone ain't no stud, so forget it. She liked his studs. And so I'm gonna give her the studs and she can give me the rope. Stone, but I wish he was a stud, you know. He's a nice guy. I'd like to do a song here, ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the prettiest goddamn love songs I've heard in my life, man, I'll tell you. No, it is. It's just one of the prettiest songs I've ever heard in my life. I've never sung it. I've never recorded it. I never liked the damn thing until I found out. Damn, I got a toothache. Until I found out the story behind why it was written, and then I really didn't like it because I don't like that type of stuff. So, next song, no. Now, this is a true story of a song. It's been around for a long time. Try to take his belt out, really. He's going to cut me, castrate me, do something, you know. Really, I can't do that. I got things to do and places to, you know, places to go and other tours and things and cities and chicks and all that jazz, you know. Look, I just can't. Be careful. Be careful, son. Be careful. Don't get it caught in the cord. I'll die, you know. Electrocute my ass. And excuse me, folks. I just mumble things. Oh! Damn, I said that tight. You cut off my hair, man. I can't sing. You know, I sing from down in the gut. Any round, two souls. It'll never get up here. I'm going to tell you a story. if you don't mind, before I do this. So this little young lady right here, her name is Judy Spreckles. And let me tell you a story about her. When I came to Hollywood, I was 20 years old, to do Love Me Tender. Her family was the Spreckles Sugar family. You've heard of those, haven't you? Yeah, well, I guess everybody has because, you know, it's a big company. She gave me four Black Star Sapphire ring that I kept up until Priscilla and I were married, and Priscilla used it as an engagement ring. This lady right here did, 20 years ago. Judy Spreckles. I don't know where she's been. She's been married off in the hills, flying into jets and climbing trees and all kinds of stuff there. Riding horses. She's a wild woman, you know, but she did that, and she comes around every once in a while to check on me. You know. So anyway, let me tell you about this song, all kidding aside. It's the story of a man who's dying in a hospital. And his wife had been sitting by his bedside for 3 days and three nights. Somewhere on the third night, between midnight and day, she lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep softly, Glenn. Lay down beside him and dozed off to sleep. Well, he felt her when she dozed off to sleep. And I hope you'd quit writing the glasses till I'll tell a story, please. He was dying, and he felt her when she lay down beside him. And he didn't want her to see him pass away. So he took his notepad from the side of the bed, and he very quietly wrote, "Softly, I will leave you.